It doesn't sound like the Steelers were in on DeAndre Hopkins at all. It's a conditional fifth-round pick that could turn into a fourth. That's not...
Were you hearing the same stuff I was hearing, that they weren't really that interested internally?
Dulac even... let me pull his chat up here. I don't think our friend Sarah J got into it today, but there were some interesting responses. He said to a guy named DJ, "Did you ever stop to think they don't want Hopkins?" Was one. Let's see what else here.
I like that you print these. You are very environmentally conscious. You print these very small responses on individual sheets of paper.
He said to the dude, like I said earlier, maybe the Steelers weren't interested in Hopkins. So not coming right out and saying it, but I think inferring that.
I mean, I think you and I heard from similar people, not the same person, that there was not a lot of internals there.
So two things can be true. They both can't be true, but one of these two things can be true. Their lack of interest, because it does kind of spook me and scare me a little bit that the best team and the dynastic team that needs a wide receiver deemed this player good enough and we didn't. Their analysis is different than ours. Now, the difference is they have Patrick Mahomes, but by that logic, do they really even need to go out and get a wide receiver? Because they could just assume he's going to make anybody productive. Why give up anything? If you believe that your quarterback is such a force multiplier that he makes everything around him better. But it does. Certain organizations tend to get things right more than they get things wrong. And when they identify a player as someone that can help them and the Steelers don't,
makes you wonder.
It does make me wonder, exactly. So
maybe it's a type of player thing. The Steelers feel like he's redundant with Pickens.
Maybe, but the two things I thought of would be, A, they actually like the guys that they have more than we like them. And they don't think DeAndre Hopkins is really that much of an upgrade over what they have here right now. Or they're biding their time for something bigger. Why trade a fifth round pick?
Would you trade a first for Garrett Wilson?
Probably not, but it really took me a long time to answer that.
Yeah,
Florio brought that up earlier.
You were so emphatic, too, with your answer. It was very convincing.
I mean, I'm just coming off a game where I watched the guy get hit in the numbers with the football, and it bounced to our corner who was undrafted, and he returned it to the one-yard line. So you're really catching me on the wrong day when it comes to giving up a ton for a guy who is uber-talented and won Offensive Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago, but... maybe because of circumstance and the quarterbacks he's had has just not been as productive as I thought he would the last year plus. I don't think you can wait for that opportunity.
I'm saying what's
to come
bigger
across.
That's out there? Like, what's a bigger deal? You said hope
maybe
biding
Cup.
Their time.
Maybe Cup. Maybe Cup's the guy they've been.
How much better is Cup right this second than Hopkins? I know he's better if he's healthy. How much better?
I'm going to say that Hopkins is a 6 out of 10, and I'm going to say that Kupp is an 8 to 8.5 out of 10.
Here's an argument for Hopkins.
Now, availability is your best ability.
No,
best ability.
That's not what I'm going to say.
What would Cook always say about the Jerome Bettis thing, Donnie? What was his thing? You can't make...
you can't make the team from the trainer.
You can't
room.
Make the club in the tub, bro.
there it was. Hey, that's very good, actually. There's a case to be made, though, that Hopkins is better still even right now, and it's this. Kupp has succeeded in one system, granted with two quarterbacks. He spans the Goff era back there, too.
Yeah, but they're both damn good quarterbacks. That would be like saying Rice did well with Montana and Young. I mean,
can you
both go into the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Can I finish? You're making my point for me here without maybe realizing it. Kupp has succeeded in one basic system with two very good quarterbacks, mm-hmm. both of whom have played for Super Bowls, one of whom has won it, the other one might win it this year. Hopkins has, I believe, had 1,000-yard seasons with 6 or 7 different quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson, he's had a 1,000-yard season. Was that still in that wasn't Kurt Warner, that was Kyler Murray. His Houston season with Watson, Arizona with Kyler. Who was Tennessee's primary last year?
Will Levis took over.
Okay. I believe there's a year in there where Houston didn't have Watson yet, and so there's a couple like, what, Matt Schaub or somebody?
Maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick's one of them, too. So he put up
He put up a 1,000-yard season for Houston in a year where the following guys started at least one game. Brandon Whedon, TJ Yates of hell, ugh, Ryan Mallett, Brian Hoyer. He also put up 1,000 yards his second season.
Well, I did just say he's a borderline Hall of Fame player.
Fitzpatrick,
Chris.
Case Keenum, and Mallett again. My point is the guy in various systems with sometimes the dregs of the league throwing to him has always produced.